Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
The United States, frail, confused, bitterly partisan, desecrating the memory of recently murdered children with tired talking points from the Democratic Party, dividing the country in a moment of deep pain rather than uniting, his voice rising, amplified only as he repeats the talking points he repeated for over 35 years in the United States Senate, partisan politics being the only thing that animates him, unfit for leadership of this country. Will Cain is a man we trust. He often fills in on this show. He's also the host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Will Cain, what a moment this would have been if he had stopped a sentence in and said, we're going to pray for these families, and let's let this marinate for a minute. Let's stand respectfully before a tragedy. And Joe Biden has lived tragedy, so he could say that with some credibility. He moved immediately into some DNC rant off a cue card. That's the president?
What a moment this almost was.
Yes.
There, a moment at the beginning of the speech, it sounded like he might bring this country together, talking
yes.
about the loss inside someone when they lose a child, the hole that never will be filled, quoting scripture, which is so important in this moment, Tucker,
yes.
because what we're suffering from culturally is a rot of spirituality, a loss of meaning. And you're exactly right. He turns and gets animated. When it's time to cast blame, when it's time to point fingers, when it's time to be partisan. You know, he can't point to a single law that would have stopped the shooter because he doesn't know what this shooter did yet, what gun he used. He knows nothing about the details of this crime. And so therefore, he knows not what law he could offer that would solve this crime,
exactly.
which reveals it was just simply partisanship. I've been listening to you tonight, Tucker, and I do share this sentiment with you. It's a true reflection of character, and not limited to the President of the United States. If your first
no.
instinct is to turn to partisanship, if your first instinct is to blame those who disagree, you know, I know you're probably familiar with this, Tucker. David Foster Wallace gave an amazing speech once where he said, you don't get a choice of whether or not to worship. You get a choice as to what you worship. And what we are
right.
seeing people worship politics. And if that's the case, they'll sacrifice anything for their own righteousness, for their own narcissism, for their own partisanship.
I mean, to stand before the image of murdered children and
right.
your first impulse is, I can be more powerful if only I leverage this in the right way. That's what the President of the United States, I'm in shock having seen the President of the United States call for, you know, more power for himself. That's his answer?
Well, the only reason I'm not in shock, Tucker, is I was around, and so were you, when I saw Barack Obama stand on the graves of
yep.
dead children as well. And so this was somewhat anticipatory. You could expect this would be what would happen. And again, Tucker, I've been listening to you tonight, and you've been asking some important questions. For example, I heard you ask Judge Pirro earlier in the show, do we study these things? Do we study these shooters? How can we stop them in the future? You know, in the 80s, we put together the behavioral science unit at the FBI to stop serial killers. Now, these guys in these situations often kill themselves. We can see what makes them tick. We can do more. We can put money into protecting schools. We just gave $40 billion, Tucker, to Ukraine to protect and rebuild that country. We can't afford to protect our schools. We immediately put money into protecting schools from COVID. By the way, much of it, which is not yet used, could be used to protecting schools. There are things we can do, but the most important thing, Tucker, is figure out what's going on culturally with this country. We are callous, we are partisan, we are not spiritual, and we have lost meaning.
I hope we will not let politicians leverage our grief to make them more powerful for their aggrandizement. It's really disgusting, if I can say. Will Cain, I appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to play that short clip from Tucker Carlson. I didn't see it until this morning, and that was what I intended to come in and say today. This is spiritual rot. And we know the identity of the organization and the group that directed this young man that got caught in the snare of evil. And we're going to reveal the organization and group behind this attack in Uvalde, Texas, on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. This is going to be very important information. Tell everybody about the local stations you're listening to, and please share the live links from Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Salvador Romus, or in Latin, the son of Rome, more like the son of Satan. Doesn't matter if they're Caucasian, doesn't matter if they're Hispanic. It doesn't matter if they are black. They all have that same look. And they all follow the exact same MO. They all have the same criminology behind them. His friends say that he began to self-harm several years ago, began to get into the occult, began to become a Satanist. And if you ask what organization or group was behind this, or if he acted alone, he did not act alone. The Bible talks about the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of evil, and how this evil force takes people over. And if you pull up the image of the famous Night Stalker, Mr. Ramirez looks just like him. Just like him in the eyes, all of it. And the same look is in the eyes of Adam Lanza from Sandy Hook. And the same look is in the eyes of Harris and Kleibold from Columbine. And they're into darkness. They're into black cloaks. They're into Satanism. They are into destroying innocence. And so he killed his grandmother, Mr. Romus, just like Adam Lanza killed his mother with the gun she'd gotten that he had illegally. And he went out to kill children. Just like the left wants to abort the babies even after they're born and have passed laws in several states to do it. Just like they want to give us all these poison shots and injections. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you, but he wants you to take these shots. He wants it to be forced because he knows best. This is easier than even putting 2 + 2 together and saying it equals 4. It is prima facie, meaning on its face, that there is an epidemic of psychotic mass shooters, because it didn't exist until what we saw with the tower shooting at UT back in the 1960s, with the Marine Corps sniper that they learned at the autopsy had half his brain was a tumor. And then all he knew was the training as a top marksman in the Marine Corps and became basically a robot, a demonic robot. And it's still extremely rare. Only a few hundred people die in schools each year. More than half of that is gangbangers shooting each other. And when that happens, it doesn't even hit the news nationally. And there are mass shootings every weekend where 5, 10, 15, 20 people get shot, get killed. Hell, you saw what happened in Las Vegas, but when that got connected to Saudi Arabia, you saw that disappear out of the news like flipping a light switch off. Biggest mass shooting in U.S. history. So I'm stating the obvious here, but it is not the gun or the knife or the baseball bat that is killing these people. It is the evil minds. And so the headline today for the show is Alex Jones will exclusively reveal the organization and group behind this psychotic devil captured by darkness. And the name is Satan. That's the organization. That's the group. That's how this happens. And it's hard for people to believe this type of stuff goes on. But we have all these Democrat senators saying, only in America does this happen. I have stacks of articles of over 150,000 killed in Mexico in just the last decade. Most of them shot, tortured, you name it, where they have no guns for the citizens. I have stacks of articles of higher crime rates and more people being shot and killed in Venezuela, and they have a total gun ban. And they also have something else, like North Korea or Cuba, an authoritarian state that kills hundreds of thousands and millions in their prisons and in their dungeons. So when you see the UN with all those armed guards and the World Economic Forum with 5,000 police and 5,000 troops and helicopters and submachine guns and journalists being detained, being harassed, covering their Geneva, Switzerland world government event, remember, they have armed guards outside their rooms. The press has reported on it that they have an armed guard at the front of each elevator and at the exit by the stairs, and there are at least two guards on every floor, and then they have private guards that are with the Davos scum sleeping in the hotel rooms right next to them, sometimes in the same suite. So they've got all the guns, all the weapons in the world. It's not bad when the globalists have guns. It's only bad when you have guns. And Mexico has never had a Second Amendment, and in the last 50 years, they've eradicated civilian ownership of guns. And Mexico also has a devil problem, a Satanism problem, just like we do. And if you go look at the gangs who smuggle in the kids, they worship the Grim Reaper. And they worship death and brutality. A tiny minority, but still dominating and destroying an entire amazing nation. And the same poison, the same sickness that is in Mexico and is in other countries around the world is here in the United States. You know, they kill us with fentanyl by the millions. They kill us with the poison shots by the millions, but they cover that all up and they focus in on this event and someone who reportedly killed his grandmother. The police were looking for him. The Border Patrol went after him. He shot at him, went in the building, and quickly killed 19 people, 19 children, two teachers in an unprecedented attack. And it was a brave, lone Border Patrol agent that before the backup got there, and everybody put their body armor on and got suited up in their camo, who rushed in and got wounded but killed this son of a bitch. And son of a bitch is too kind of term for somebody like this. But you have to understand whether you are the Night Stalker or whether you are Mr. Ramos, it is the same evil. Whether they're Hispanic, whether they're black, whether they're white. And so when a white supremacist goes into a black grocery store and kills 10 people, or when a Hispanic man goes in and kills a bunch of little children, mainly Hispanic children, it's satanic, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to see more of that in a society unraveling and going into chaos. Higher crime, imploding borders, inflation, and what are the Democrats still pushing? Defunding police departments between 50 and 100% while the city councils have private armed security guards. They know exactly what they're doing. And if he'd have done this in an elementary school in a leftist controlled area, he killed so many people so quickly, the police stopped him in minutes. This brave, heroic Border Patrol agent. That if that officer hadn't gone in there and killed this monster, he could have killed hundreds of children. And the argument is, well, they can't have a weapon that dispatches people so fast. You could go to a parade and run over hundreds of people. Muslims have killed 60, 70, 80, 100 plus people in one swath in places like Germany and France. You going to ban the trucks? They've had cases in Japan and China where one man kills over 30 children. One case, 36 a decade ago. Another case, 15 just last year with butcher knives. Are you going to take the butcher knives away? No, ladies and gentlemen. The obvious answer is a good guy stopped the bad guy with the gun. And those of us that would never harm a child, those of us that would never harm anybody that didn't attack us, we need to be armed, damn it. And we need the teachers armed, and we need the principals armed, and if we got $40 billion to send money to Ukraine for money laundering, and $5 billion a month more, we've got the money to have armed police in the schools, and that is exactly what the Democrats are trying to stop. They want the police out of the schools, and then they want to advertise for psychopathic demons the option, like on a menu, death by cop, suicide yourself, kill your grandma, kill your mom. No, the big bonanza is go shoot up an elementary school as they hype it. Hype up Sandy Hook, all of it. They know what they're doing.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Over and over again, hundreds of times in the last year and a half, that as we approach the midterms, now 167 days out, that satanic, demon-possessed sleeper cells would activate these portals to hell that Salvador Ramos is and was killed by a valiant Border Patrol agent that didn't wait and charged right in. And it's because of these type of demons, commanded and led by the globalists spiritually, that we have to stand up. Historians will tell you, the founding fathers warned us, that if we are not a moral people, we cannot live in a free country. And we are becoming more and more evil statistically, and you can see it everywhere. I challenge anybody, no matter where you live in the United States, to go to a pro-abortion rally, and you have never seen such disgusting, hateful scum celebrating. We love to kill kids. We love Satan. Pro-pedophile flags. You've seen the demon possession. You've seen the videos we played. We're not cherry-picking this, ladies and gentlemen. You go point a camera at it, even if they don't know that you're against them, and they're flipping out and going nuts. They are celebrating. They are reveling in the blood of 65 million aborted children since Roe v. Wade in this country. This is a spiritual blight. And you add, as I told Piers Morgan, so many years ago, I guess it was 2013, in studio with him, there had been a gang of Indian men that had raped a group of women with steel bars and killed some of them. And I said to Piers Morgan, because Sandy Hook had just happened, I said, you don't blame the crazy, the gun. You need to be blaming the crazy people that are on the psychotropics. And in almost every case, these mass shooters are into the occult. They're into shoot-em-up video games. They are into death. And they want to hurt children. And the most important part is they are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that since the 1990s, because they had such a rash of deaths and mass murders, it says on the box of that entire class may cause you to commit mass murder, murder, suicide, megalomania, delusions of grandeur. Every time. A few years ago, an Asian man with no criminal record was in a Walmart and shot and killed a cop that came over because the guy was walking around half naked and the guy was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs and alcohol. The guy didn't know what he did. He was out of his mind. I'm not against shoot-em-up video games. A normal person plays them. It just makes you a better marksman. They're basically combat simulators. The Pentagon invented them in the 70s. But you give it to somebody who's self-harming, taking drugs, both prescription and illegal, who's isolated, who's been alone, and who's been bullied, like this individual reportedly was, it pushes them into wanting to become a friend of the darkness so they'll have power over other people. And the FBI has a total profile on these individuals. They know exactly who they are and how they operate, just like the white supremacist shooter was into shoot-em-up games, into the occult, hated people, was nihilistic. It's a different flavor of the same thing. And they knew he was planning it. He said he was going to attack a school. He said he was going to kill neighbors. And the FBI and the state police knew, and they could have taken his guns, they could have put him in a mental institution, but they didn't do it. They let it happen again. And listen, it's going to happen. We've got 7.5 billion people on this planet. And I just read footnotes in the New York Times years ago of, oh, an area in the Congo, and it'd been set aside for a UN carbon sink so they could have a mine over here. So they had to, like, all this other land off use for humans, including farming. And so they went into ancestral lands. People been there for thousands of years but didn't have deeds because they'd lived there forever. Well, how do you own this land? Well, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers are all buried here, my grandmothers. The UN goes in, and they just submit as a footnote and just exterminates with machine guns and tanks and helicopters thousands of people in a tribe. And it's just a footnote how the UN slaughtered everybody. They did the same thing in Burma. It's mainstream news. They killed over 20,000 of the natives because the UN was making room for a corporation to come in there. So they order lockdowns worldwide, which still were going for 2 years. Finally ended in areas of Africa and Latin America and Asia, causing total collapse like you're seeing in places like Sri Lanka. And 40 extra million people died. There's no new numbers from the UN. That's a 7-8 month old number. That, okay, in the 2 years of the lockdown, 40 million extra starved to death. That's more than, you know, double the normal 15 million a year. 40 million on top of 30 million that died over 2 years. So instead of 30 million dying in 2 years on average of starvation, you had 40 million on that. 40 million dead people, but they don't eulogize them. They don't talk about them. They don't humanize them. No, they just let the third world collapse and starve and then flood us. So you think about that. India had lockdowns off and on for a year. They estimate tens of millions died there, but the government didn't report it from malnutrition. Then you get a common cold and you die. Lowers your immune system. These are real numbers. These are real things that happened. These are real things that are unfolding. And so when Biden gets up there and blames the Second Amendment and blames the Republican Party and blames gun owners, he knows he's a fraud and he's reading off a script. And no one's there to counter him. What about Mexico? It's got a homicide rate triple ours. Even our worst cities are better. What about all these other countries where they're taking the guns? No. Biden and the rest of his ilk get up there and they say this only happens in America. Biden said it. A bunch of other senators said it. We got the clips. We'll play them. But I want to open the phones up for Texans and people in Uvalde specifically, go to the head of the line, and for law enforcement, particularly in Texas, but all over, you'll go to the head of the line. I want to hear from you. I want your view. I want the people to be able to speak and be heard. I'm going to go quickly to each person because I don't want people sitting on hold. We've gotten better about going to your calls and moving quickly through them, or quicker than we used to. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. We are talking about the spiritual decline, psychos targeting children, as above, so below. The globalists want to kill children. Their satanic minions want to kill children. And this is a spiritual war. You agree with that? You disagree? How do we counter this? And the Democrats are coming with a bunch of anti-terrorism bills that Schumer's introducing to take our guns. That's massive news. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Now taking your calls on this Wednesday, May 25th, 2022 transmission. But did I not tell you that, like flipping a light switch on, evil would activate, spiritual forces, principalities and powers would make their move and unleash their sleeper cells of Satanists? And now you see it happening. What do you think the Nazis were? What do you think the communists are? What do you think the French Revolution was? This is satanic force being released to kill, steal, and destroy. It's 100% real, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they don't put on the news, is that almost all these people are devil worshipers. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Infowars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility. 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know, the number one, oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you?
No,
don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud. How many gun murders were there in America last year, do you know?
There were about 11,458, and about 74% of those were gang-related, gangbangers shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
Okay, that wasn't the
case. How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000.
Let me just ask you something.
That's right.
How many gun murders were there in Britain?
How many great white sharks? No,
how many...
Kill people every year, but they're scared to swim.
Right. How many gun murders were there in Britain?
A very low amount. I already went over those statistics.
How many, you know?
It was only a few hundred.
No, no. How many gun murders?
I actually did pull statistics. Here, let me pull them out right here. I figured you'd do that.
Gun murders.
Oh, wait.
In last
UK
year.
Violent crime capital of Europe. London Telegraph. Here, let me
it's
give you one.
It's a simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're very loud.
That's the old,
man.
No, that's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
It's not a little factoid.
I already said earlier.
We're talking about
England
a
has a lot lower gun crime rate because you took all the guns.
Let me try exactly
but
my
But you've
point.
Got hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day.
What a ridiculous
they arrest
thing.
People in England, if they defend themselves, that's on record. My God, you have got a total police state. Everybody's fleeing that country because the oh, you've had to flee here, bud. Why don't you tell folks?
Here.
Yeah, you fled here. Why don't you go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal?
Answer this question. How many
Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories?
How
You're a hatchet man of the New World Order.
Okay.
You're a hatchet man. And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your Jolly Roger.
Okay.
You know what? You
Let's try again. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin?
Hmm.
I already went over those statistics.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds.
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is you can...
Against 11,000. Do you understand the difference between 11,000
and 35? Yeah, England wants 35. To ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
Right. But do you understand the
knives?
Difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
Listen,
do you understand?
Do you understand?
Between 35
you're not going to pull on America's heartstrings. They know your script, okay? You're not going to get our guns. By the way, you guys always say, we just want to take the semi-autos, okay, and all this other stuff. When semi-autos aren't even, rifles aren't even used but in a fraction of the crimes, you can pull those numbers up. Okay?
Let me ask you one question. Which weapon was predominantly used in the Aurora movie theater shooting?
M4 AR-15 variant.
So it was a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Again.
Okay.
But statistically, it's very, very low.
That was. Do you agree it was the single biggest shooting in the history of America in terms of people hit by a shooter? Do you know that?
No, I believe that there were others.
It's
not about over 30.
No, no. This was the single biggest mass shooting.
Well, listen, you're just going.
No,
there have been bombings of Wall Street.
Let me ask you a second question.
Are we going to. Listen, why can't the pilots have firearms? We trust them to fly the planes.
You've had a lot to say.
No, my point is the Second Amendment is sacrosanct.
Do you know,
and you're not getting it.
Do you know which weapon was used in the Oregon shopping mall mass shooting recently?
I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot-em-up games want to go out and do this.
Alex.
Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights,
Alex.
Pierce.
Alex.
Because there's criminals,
Alex.
I don't lose my rights.
Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Do you know what the weapon used was?
Listen, let me ask you a question.
No, answer.
I've got the FBI
Alex.
Statistics that, listen, that
okay.
the so-called semi-autos that you talk
Let's
about.
Take a break. When we come back.
Ian, you're not going to get the guns.
When we come back, try and answer my question.
Yeah, all you're going to do is sit there and play little factoid questions. Overall crime has gone up
about
20%.
All right, folks, we are back live. I thought we'd play some of that because I continued to bring up the fact that almost every shooter is into the occult and is on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And yes, because the media always advertises it's an AR-15. An M4, the loons all go out and follow. It's a well-known thing in crime and a well-known thing in criminology called copycats. This is not rocket science. They know exactly what's going on. They have the profiles of these people. They have all the warning signs, and nothing's done. And a couple of these events happen a year, and then when they get more than a couple, it boom, 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 boom starts popping up because the copycatting. Other mentally ill, crazy people see what's happening, and it's absolutely confirmed in major studies. Everybody knows this, that when you give more news coverage to this and you give more attention to these people, they do it more. And I had the head producer, Scott, say to me last night, you know, when we go cover this, it's going to add to the whole thing. And I said, I know, and it's a very important psychological equation I have to engage in to understand that we have to counter them trying to take our guns. We have to counter the fact that it is an issue of the drugs and the MO of these people and the occultism and the loss of goodness in this culture and society. And so we're doing more good than we're doing harm. But when the mainstream media and the puppet president come out and absolutely hype this up and then beat the drum over and over again and talk about Sandy Hook 10 years later every single day on every channel, mentally ill people here, Adam Lanza, AR-15, elementary school, AR-15, and that's then how they activate. Oh, he's being chased by police. He just killed grandma. May already have been going to that school. We know he went to that school previously, and he runs in there to kill children. A frothing, demonic, piranha-like creature going directly after those innocent children. And who else goes after innocent children? Who wants to sexualize them and legalize pedophilia? Who wants to abort as many of them as they can and now kill them after they're born? Who wants to destroy their innocence? The globalists, ladies and gentlemen. They're the evil ones. They set the precedent. The fish rots from the head. We're going to go to break here in about 2 minutes. We're going to come back and talk to Doc, Rico, Daniel, Mike, and others. We're specifically taking calls from people in Uvalde, people from Uvalde, and I'd like to get law enforcement to call in, and we'll get right to your call as well when we come back and give us your quick snapshot take on this and make any points that you want to make. We're going to walk through all of it today and take your calls, but also I'm going to be covering some next hour, the latest on the Davos group now meeting in Geneva with world government being announced, all the censorship. George Soros saying the end of the world could happen over Ukraine while his policies push us towards that. How the FBI HQ hamstrung the Alpha Bank investigation and tried to cover up the fact that Hillary made all this up to try to discredit and then impeach Trump, which they ended up doing on the whole Ukraine fraud, but he wasn't removed. This is just such an incredible time to be alive. We've also got big election primary news on what unfolded there. Marjorie Taylor Greene overcomes haters, wins Republican primary. Yes. More good news. Herschel Walker is projected to win the GOP primary for Senate in Georgia. Sarah Sanders crushes gubernatorial opponent in Arkansas GOP primary. More good news. We're going to be looking at a lot of that coming up today as well, but I promise, when we come out of this break, I'm going right to your phone calls right through the next hour. They have a special guest in the third hour. Infowars.com is there, an island, a beacon, a lighthouse of truth, but it can only shine when you promote it, so keep it up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A crisis of the spirit, a war for our very eternal existence. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. We have this terrible event, another devil worshiper, another person in the shoot 'em up games, another person who killed his grandmother, reportedly, and then went and did this terrible thing. And now we are all told we are collectively to blame for what this devil did. But I want you to think for a moment. Gun owners are not collectively to blame. That Border Patrol agent that valiantly went in and stopped what was happening and got wounded himself isn't to blame. He's the good guy. And you're good. You didn't do this. But we are to blame for letting society become this demonic. And I'm to blame too. And let's just admit that. And God's angry about it. But you can't have the Democratic Party over here saying there's too many people, euthanize the old people. These are their policies. Kill the unborn, kill babies after they're born, harvest their organs, sexualize the children, defund the police, allow all the open-air drug markets. allow massive human smuggling of children across the border. Senate report, tens of thousands in sex slavery, many killed. And then you can't then point your finger as the real cancer that is the Democrat Party deep state controlled system and tell us we're to blame. And we're not going to take it, and we're not going to be defeated by you, and you're not going to get our guns. I'm going to go to your calls. The next hour, Chuckie Schumer is introducing an anti-terror bill to go after the guns. We're trying to issue a national gun registry, which they already have in place, but they want to be able to use now. They've had it illegally operating. That's come out in the news years ago. Confirmed again this year. It's unbelievable. And they knew, and they stood down yet again. And it made me think about, and we'll go to your calls, Parkland a few years ago, David Hogg, all that. It was reported by the young people, including two guests we had on that were enrolled at that school, that and we reported this the day of the event and the day after. We broke this, and it made CNN so angry that the police stood there for at least 14 minutes standing there, and the video was later released, of them standing around the school while the shooting was going on inside. A bunch of leftist cops that didn't care and that were not rushing in. And that's disgusting. So they want to take our guns, and they want to sit there, these leftist-controlled cities with leftist police, while our children are killed and while they don't do their job, while they also want to take our guns. Think about that. The videos are being released of him now. There was security there. They did exchange fire with him. They got wounded. It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you holding. Doc is calling from Oklahoma, but is from Uvalde, where Matthew McConaughey's from. Some other people I've hunted down there. That's down George Strait country down there. And a lot of great people down there, and it's very, very sad, and our hearts go out to all of them. Doc in Oklahoma, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good talk to you.
Good talk to you, brother. What's your view on this?
Well, for one thing, I grew up out there. I saw a concealed handgun in that area for 10 years, probably. There's a lot of people down there that have guns. My first thought was, were some of my people involved in that? And I still don't know. I know I trained, 1,500, 2,000 people around there. I know a lot of people that are teachers there. And they should all be armed. They should all be armed. The greatest populations I taught were teachers, preachers, and doctors.
That's right. There should be instant access pistol safes that you can open in 2 seconds so that young people can't get to the guns, they're secure. There should be instant access pistol safes in every one of those classrooms. And the teachers should be given training and basic defense, and then they should be put through the active shooter police training that is, only takes a few weekends to have the basic thing, and it needs to be done.
Absolutely, and there's a secondary problem here, Alex, is with Corona and everything that's gone on for the past 2 years, there has been a creation of this mindset of distress. And it's, people are just beat down. And what it's done is it's created an environment for Northwood-type events to create organically. I mean, you can call them copycat events, but they have an organic environment now due to the mindset of people. And there's nothing you can do about it, really.
That's right. They don't need to mind control somebody in a CIA laboratory, which they declassified. They did to create mass shooters in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. That's all declassified. Ewing, Cameron, Jolly and West, and others. That's History Channel shows about that. Look it up, folks. Or Theodore Kaczynski was in a CIA MKUltra program, the Unabomber. That's LA Times. Came out in his court case. Confirmed. They have created a whole environment with the culture where we're all in a giant mind control operation. They admitted they used Pentagon mind control to scare people of COVID. And the same thing was done in England and Canada and in Europe. So it's a unified, mass, open-air brainwashing camp.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
All right. God bless you, Doc. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. I don't want to cut Matthew short. We'll may have to hold him over. Says there's a special ed teacher worked with the student. And it says he was special ed, says he had a learning disability and a speech impediment people made fun of. That's what his friends are saying, that they hadn't talked to him over a year because he got so demonic. But let's go to Matthew in Texas. Matthew, if you are who you say you are, this is a big break here on the show to be able to hear from you, and I believe you, but please tell us the details.
All right. I'm a long-time listener, Alex. This is really hard for me to digest all this going on. I've worked with students like that across the state. You know, I've been employed in over 14 different districts. And I've seen this kind of from one end to the other. And whenever we, in my opinion, you know, and you're talking about an awesome group of people in Uvalde, Texas, great district, great people. My heart breaks for them and for those kids. You know, I've been a teacher for a long time. And I just want to say that, you know, we work with these kids. We know who they are, right? And whenever we went to quarantine, and it happened all over this country, a lot of these kids went down a bad path. And I think that's what we're seeing, right?
All right, I want to be specific. Did you work with this student, or you worked with similar students and saw them fall out and then get swallowed up by the Internet, or what are you saying?
No, I interacted with them.
Right. And, please hold. We got to go to break. Will you hold for like 5 minutes so we can come to you when the full audience is here in the second hour?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Because some stations don't care in the first 5 minutes. So I'm gonna have you hold. We'll come right back to you at six after. Please don't hang up, Matthew. You can tell this guy's for real. Wow. By the way, I had to put him on hold because if we don't do this, we won't be here. We are barely in the black, even with that big donation. Turned out we had even more bills I didn't know about. Not mad at accounting, but we were like 2-3 months behind on some of the bandwidth bills. Just paid $500,000 bandwidth bill because Bandai Video is so successful, millions and millions and millions of views a day. That's what we built it for. It's what we did it for. We may have to lower the res quality or something, or make the videos downloads or something, because we're just running out of money. We're victims of our own success. So please help us sponsor getting the truth out, not just with our show and not just the special reports, Greg Reese and Darren McGrain and everybody else. John Bound, the list goes on and on, but all the other hundreds of contributors that have been banned and censored that are now at banned.video, we need to sell T-shirts and books and supplements and air filtration and water filtration. We need to be able to sell a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com to be able to stay on air. Plus, these are great products. And I said I would end the sale yesterday, but I got busy after this mass shooting. We came in last night, did a live show. I didn't come up with new specials. Inventory's low. So we're extending the sale one more day of X2, 40% off with Ultra 12. They're both amazing. Get them together, 40% off. Get Ultra 12 by itself, 40% off. And get X2 by itself, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bone broth's there, so much more. We really need your support. I want to thank you for your support. This show is so important in times like this. We'll be back with the special caller, Matthew, straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.